Home buyers left on the brink of homelessness finally have a reprieve after a software update was finally completed. Excuse me. Home buyers had been left waiting months to buy property due to a problem with the South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse District Council's software. But now the councils have confirmed the software update is back online and real estate in the area can resume. Richard Belleville, owner of the Belleville Estate Agency, said, "We have heard that the system was up and running yesterday, which is great news. The issue shall now be how long it takes to clear the large backlog. Only once that is clear shall we be back to normal. The hold-ups have affected South Oxfordshire and were caused by search delays tied to ongoing IT problems at the District Council. Searches carried out by solicitors to identify legal, environmental or planning issues that could affect the value or use of a property rely on information provided by the council. Delays had left home buyers in limbo due to a prolonged outage in the land charges system. The disruption has affected property transactions across South Oxfordshire and the Vale of the White Horse, with South Oxfordshire District Council confirming the issue began as part of wider IT upgrades. The system, which underpins legal property searches, had been offline since April to allow for essential updates. The two Oxfordshire councils apologised after the system software update left home buyers on the brink of homelessness. Councillor Maggie Philippova-Rivers, leader of the South Oxfordshire District Council, and Councillor Bethia Thomas, leader of Vale of Whitehorse District Council, said, "We offer our sincere apologies to everyone who has been impacted by the downtime of our land charges system. We fully recognise the frustration and uncertainty that this has caused for residents, businesses and professionals who rely on this service. We have been communicating with those affected throughout this process and want to thank everyone for their understanding while our teams have been working to resolve the issues and complete the transactions. Planning services also affected by the upgrade were only restored on June the 23rd. The disruption was first announced in April when both councils notified estate agents of a service pause from April the 9th to April the 30th, during which no searches could be processed or returned. These land charge searches are essential for solicitors to uncover legal, environmental or planning constraints that may impact property value or use. Delays in accessing this information have left home buyers and sellers in the districts in a holding pattern, unable to proceed with their transactions."